Madam Chairman, High Commissioner, and distinguished delegates, I am profoundly honored to speak on behalf of my delegation and the government of Sierra Leone at this 69th session of the Executive Committee of the High Commissioner's Programme. Sierra Leone aligns itself with the statement made by Uganda on behalf of the African Group. Madam Commissioner, I wish to commend the High Commissioner for the collaboration and continued support that have existed between UNHCR and the government of Sierra Leone, especially with the leadership of the newly elected government of retired Brigadier Julius Maada Bio. The government of Sierra Leone is aware that the leadership of UNHCR is engaged in handling complex, unprecedented, and sometimes dangerous global humanitarian emergencies and displacements in other countries. And we wish to commend your interventions in addressing those many concerns globally. Madam Chairman, distinguished delegates, it is important that we live up to the commitments made by the government of Sierra Leone to take ownership of the refugee program in the advent of UNHCR phase out in Sierra Leone at the end of 2019. To this end, Madam Chairman, High Commissioner, my delegation wishes to firmly reiterate our commitment to the protection of all refugees and other persons of concern living in Sierra Leone. In this regard, I wish on behalf of my delegation to highlight the following achievements. The government made significant progress in the eradication of statelessness, key among which were the amendment of the Citizenship Act, which provides women equal rights as men in the conferment of nationality to their spouses. Recommendation made by the Constitutional Review Committee to grant citizenship to foundlings below 5 years of age. Development of the National Action Plan to eradicate statelessness, and the establishment of the National Steering Committee on Statelessness. This is expected to be adopted in December 2018. Madam Chairman, High Commissioner, in order to ensure the full implementation of the local integration program for refugees, in ensuring that they live a productive life, NACSA has identified 378 locally integrated refugees to be enrolled and mainstreamed into its livelihood activities towards the end of 2018. NACSA is Sierra Leone's National Commission for Social Action. This support, we hope, will motivate the exempted refugee caseload that is unwilling to opt for local integration or voluntary repatriation to consider the two options. Madam Chairman, I wish also to inform you that in the process of providing legal documentation for persons of concern with support from UNHCR, 139 passports out of a total of 191 red-coded cases that were reviewed and approved in 2016 by the Liberian authorities have been secured by NACSA in order to help complement the local integration program. Furthermore, Madam Chairman, the government of Sierra Leone is working assiduously to conclude the amendment of the 2007 Refugee Act, which is hoped to be completed by November 2018 in order to ensure a fair and effective asylum system that will be consistent with international best standards. Mr. Commissioner, the government of Sierra Leone, in its new direction agenda, has taken a laudable venture to commit itself to include refugees into national programs such as the free education for all children from primary through junior to senior secondary schools, prioritizing the provision of granting aid to qualified persons of concern admitted at tertiary institutions, and free health care for pregnant women, lactating mothers, and under fives. My delegation is indeed mindful of the challenging emergencies, protracted situations, massive displacements in other parts of the world that your agency is trying to contend with. However, my delegation wishes to seek your continued technical and other support in enabling us meet our commitments, especially in eradicating statelessness by 2024. And in light of UNHCR folding up from Sierra Leone by December 2018. In conclusion, Madam Chairman, High Commissioner, distinguished delegates, I wish to re-echo our unflinching commitment in the provision of international protection to refugees and other persons of concern. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to make this statement.